The Last Mile, written by David Baldacci, read by Keith Brewer and Orla Cassidy. When Bogart and Jameson returned at 1:30 that afternoon, Decker had showered, shaved, and put on his other set of clothes. Jeans, a flannel shirt under his sweater, and mud-stained boots on his feet. He had some dress clothes that he had purchased back in Burlington when he was pretending to be a lawyer, but they were dirty and at the bottom of his duffel. Bogart was in a crisp suit, starched dress shirt with a collar tab, and paisley tie. Jameson was in slacks and jacket and a cream-colored shirt with what looked to be brand-new stylish strappy heels on her feet. Compared to Decker's casual appearance, both looked ready to attend a wedding. But this was the best he could do, and they both seemed to appreciate that he'd made the effort. "Ready?" said a smiling Bogart. Decker nodded. He was holding the binder, which he'd read and memorized. As they walked to Bogart's car, he felt his stomach start to squirm a bit. Not from lack of food, but from nerves. The hitch with this whole arrangement was that Decker was not really comfortable dealing with other people. His hyperthymesia caused him to be aloof, awkward, and out of sorts in the company of others. He had no control over this. His mind had bent his personality to its will. It seems strange to think about your brain as being separate from the rest of you, but with a mind like Decker's, it just seemed like the logical thing to do. He had known that joining a team would require him to work with others, but now that the time was upon them, he was starting to question his decision to come here. "Have I just royally screwed myself?" He got in the front seat of Bogart's sedan and had to put it all the way back to accommodate his long legs. He used the full length of the seatbelt to stretch across his gut. Jameson sat in the back behind Bogart to give Decker as much room as possible.
"Can you tell me about the other team members?" asked Decker.
"Alex told me a little about Davenport.
Lisa was brought on board because of her expertise dealing with psycho and sociopaths. She's very well known in her field and has written several books on the topic. She'll be able to analyze for us the personalities and tendencies of people at the center of our investigations, telling us what makes them tick. We have folks in the FBI who already do that, of course, but I think it's a good idea to get fresh eyes on a case, outside the perspective of federal law enforcement."